In late 2021, research company and Glacier Media reviewed the shopping behaviors of British Columbians. The survey was not designed to measure if residents were trying to save money. It aimed to create a baseline to figure out how the COVID-19 pandemic has affected what we buy and how. Last month, we asked these questions to British Columbians. The most recent findings continue to point to some significant generational discrepancies. The apparent end of the pandemic has not sent residents of all ages back to the shopping mall. Two-thirds of British Columbians, 66%, say they are buying groceries at a physical store just as often as they did before the pandemic, up 4 points since 2021. We also see increases in the number of in-person visits to physical stores to buy items for the home and family, 57%, up 5 points, and to buy gifts, 55%, up 7 points. As expected, British Columbians are relying less on home delivery, a choice they did not have when they were affected by restrictions and lockdowns. Compared with 2021, our survey shows declines in the proportion of residents who are doing two things as often as they did before COVID-19, ordering groceries online, 43%, down 4 points, and buying gifts online, 41%, down 3 points. The exception arrives when we query about ordering items for the home or family online. Across the province, 43% of residents are doing this at the same rate as they were before the pandemic, up 2 points since 2021. Reliance on this form of purchase is highest among British Columbians aged 35 of 54, with 41% of middle-aged residents saying they are ordering items for the home or family online more often now than before the pandemic. While inflation has played a role in our expenditures, British Columbians are more likely to go out now. More than half, 52%, up 7 points since 2021, are buying a beverage or snack to go at a coffee shop just as often as before the pandemic. We also see significant increases in the proportion of British Columbians whose habits have returned to pre-pandemic levels, including having a beverage or snack inside a coffee shop, 43%, up 12 points, having lunch at a sit-down restaurant, also 43%, up 15 points, having breakfast at a sit-down restaurant, 40%, up 10 points, having dinner at a sit-down restaurant, 39%, up 12 points, and having a drink at a bar or pub, 36%, up 13 points. These are positive findings when compared with the behavior of British Columbians who were worried about contracting COVID-19 in late 2021. Still, there is another component to these numbers that is purely financial. About half of British Columbians are partaking in visits to restaurants less often than before March 2020 for breakfast, 50%, lunch, 48%, or dinner, 49%. British Columbians aged 55 and over are more likely to be staying away from restaurants now. Even as the province does not have to worry about the Omicron variant, and with fewer than 1 in 10 residents choosing not to get vaccinated against COVID-19, there is little change in the inclinations of British Columbians. More than half, 55%, up 1 point, prefer buying things in person than online, while 2 in 5, 40%, down 1 point, prefer buying things online than in person. Practically 3 in 5 British Columbians aged 18 to 34, 59%, would rather have a world where they can shop from their computers or smartphones, compared with 43% for those aged 35 to 54 and just 23% among those aged 55 and over. Conversely, a visit to a store is a preeminent feature of the shopping experience for British Columbians aged 55 and over, 63%. The proportion of shoppers who prefer to do things in person is lower among those aged 35 to 54, 50%, and among those aged 18 to 34, 38%. Even as British Columbians slowly put the pandemic behind them, it is evident that there will be no easy solution for proponents of both e-commerce and bricks and mortar stores. The needle barely moved since 2021, with the oldest British Columbians eager to get out of their homes to look for products, and the youngest adults in the province aching for a time in which everything will be available online. Mario Canseco is president of research company. Results are based on an online study conducted from November 14 to November 16, 2022, among 800 adults in British Columbia. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region in British Columbia. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 3.5 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.